Gee whiz, I sure am glad I ran across this old photo album, Molly. Brings back memories of a lot of people I've forgotten all about.
Yeah, remember when this one was taken?
Hmm?
It was at our senior class picnic. And look there in the back row. Ah, there's that handsome Leroy Bodenheimer. He wanted me to go steady with him, you know. I'll never forget how jealous you were when you found out about it.
Me? Me jealous of old bow-legged Bodenheimer? That's a hot one. I was never no such a thing of the kind. And believe me, you're lucky you didn't get mixed up with that guy. I hear he wound up in the state pen at Joliet.
Oh, that isn't true at all, McGee. He's president of one of the biggest varnish companies in Peoria. I still get a card from him every Christmas.
You do? Well, I'm not going to stand for that. I don't want you getting Christmas cards from strange men.
Oh, then you're still jealous of Leroy after all these years.
No, I'm not at all. But just tell him to keep his Christmas cards to himself in the future. Hey, look at this picture over on the next page. It's of me in the swimming suit I wore that summer I was a lifeguard. Boy, that brings back a memory about your friend Snaggletooth Bodenheimer that I'll never forget.
Oh, my, you look so handsome in your lifeguard uniform, McGee, and I've never seen such a beautiful tan.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty boring job, Molly. I've only saved 6 or 8 people from drowning so far today.
Oh, McGee, look, way out there on the lake, somebody's signaling for help. Oh, it's Leroy Bodenheimer.
I told that big stiff not to try to swim clear across the lake. Now, even though he's my rival for your affections, I've got to save him. It's my duty, Molly. You wait here.
Oh, McGee, this is a wonderful thing you're doing. Keep going. Just a little farther. Ah, you saved him. Oh, McGee, my hero.
Yes, sir. Old Eagle Beak Bodenheimer wouldn't be around today to be sending you Christmas cards if it wasn't for my heroism.
Well, I remember that day at the beach very well, McGee, but I think you've got a few of the details wrong. I remember I was sitting there sunning myself when you came up and started talking to me.
Get a load of my handsome lifeguard uniform, Molly. And how about this for a beautiful tan?
Oh, yes. You're quite a dashing figure, all right, McGee.
Yeah, it's a pretty boring job, though, Molly. I've only saved 6 or 8 people from drowning so far today.
Oh, McGee, look. Way out there on the lake, somebody's signaling for help. Oh, it's Leroy Bodenheimer.
I told that big stiff not to try to swim clear across the lake. Now, even though he's my rival for your affections, I've got to save him. It's my duty, Molly. You wait here.
Oh, McGee. This is a wonderful thing you're doing. McGee, what's the matter?
Oh, this water's cold as ice. I'm getting a muscle cramp. Help! Save me! Save me!
And that's the way it was, McGee. I pulled you out and gave you artificial respiration. One of the other lifeguards saved Leroy Bodenheimer.
Gee, who is, Molly? Now that you mention it, I'm not real sure just what did happen that day. You know, a man tries to build up self-respect, and sometimes he remembers things the way he wished they'd happened. Now I'm just not sure at all.
I know how it is, dearie. And now that I think about it, I'm quite sure what happened that day. You rescued Leroy Bodenheimer, and everybody thought you were a big hero.
Yeah, that's the way I had it in my mind. But you know how it is after all these years. Sometimes your memory gets a little fuzzy.